hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Hello, mateys. Jonas Squidley here, and we're passing the Rock of Gibraltar as I speak. She's a mighty rock she be, and the Jolly Roger is no match for her fury. So I'll be a steering clear and giving her a wide berth today.
Uncle Jonas, could we drop anchor and climb the big rock? I've always wanted to stand on top and see the world from a bird's eye view.
You'll need to ask the captain, princess, but take it from an old sea salt. There be no more safe and no more dangerous rock in the world, there be.
What do you mean, Jonas?
Well, Princess Pirate, if you're standing on the mighty rock, it is the safest place from the sea waves and storms. But if you be adrift in the currents, mighty waves and terrible rocks would destroy any vessel whose anchor is not secure.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Just like our God.
Righty ye be, Princess. Our God is a rock, and to stand on Him alone is eternal salvation and security. Now, mates, lend me your ears for the final conclusion to the Sneaky Sheik.
I had no idea my Bible said so much about Jesus.
It says oodles and caboodles.
The Old Testament prophesies that Jesus would be buried in a rich man's tomb.
And that his back would be beaten and his beard pulled out.
And that his hands and feet would be pierced.
And that he would rise again.
Psalm 41 even prophesies that a close friend would betray Jesus.
A close friend?
Yes. His name was Judas.
And Zechariah prophesied that Judas would sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
30 pieces of silver?
That's right.
What happened to this Judas?
You don't want to know. It's really bad.
I guess stealing is pretty serious.
Very serious, Moshi. The Bible says that thieves shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Does God ever have mercy on thieves?
Yes, Moshi. Jesus was crucified between two thieves, and one of them asked for mercy.
What did Jesus do?
Jesus forgave him.
Captain, I need God's mercy too.
Why don't you pray right now, Moshi, and tell God about it?
Dear God, I'm a thief too, but I don't want to be. I now believe that Jesus is the Messiah and that He died to wash away my sin. Father, I am so sinful. Oh, please forgive me.
God bless you, mate.
Captain, I stole Pixie's watch and Peanut's money.
Moshi!
And worse than that, I helped the Sheik steal the Isaiah scroll, and he gave me these dumb 30 shekels.
The scroll is gone? Where is it?
I'm sure the Sheik has it in the den of thieves by now.
Moshi, as soon as you gave me this jar, I knew what had happened.
You did? Well, why didn't you say anything?
Because we knew something like this might happen. So we prepared a few surprises for that sneaky Sheik.
We're gonna be rich!
We're not going to be anything if you don't get that jar open.
The top of the jar must be glued on. It won't budge.
Stand back, you imbeciles. This hammer ought to do the trick. Open sesame.
What's that? It's a burglar alarm. The jar is booby-trapped.
I'm out of here.
Nobody move. Police.
They're everywhere. We're surrounded.
Colonel Yehuda, I'm so glad you're here.
Apprehend those criminals.
The game is over, Sheik. Do not make a move, and nobody will get hurt.
What? Handcuffs? There must be some mistake. I'm a respected businessman, a pillar of the community.
Is it really true, Colonel?
It surely is, Moshi. Your parents did not abandon you at all. The Sheik stole you out of their home when you were just a baby. Your mother and father have been searching for you ever since.
When can I meet them?
I can take you to them right now if you want.
But I've got to take the crew back to Tel Aviv.
You go ahead, Moshi. I'm sure the camels know the way.
We're just tickled pink as punch for you, Moshi.
Well, this case is about closed. Everybody has his belongings back, and the Isaiah scroll has been returned to the shrine of the book.
And I promise you, I'll never steal anything ever again.
I still don't understand, Colonel. Why weren't you worried about the Sheik stealing the scroll?
Because, Princess, we had placed a hidden transmitter in the jar, and we knew exactly where it was at all times.
Well, mates, we'd better get back to the ship.
Come on, you camels. It's time to get to work.
Work? I don't even have my makeup on yet.
Don't fret, my pet. I'll help you.
Oh, where are we going? I'm gonna be late.
We're going home to America.
America. I can't be late to America. Happy Meals and Levi's jeans. More beautiful each day, it seems. Get out of my way. I cannot wait. Jump on, Princess. I'm gonna be late.
But Jehu, you can't swim.
That's all right. I've got my floaties.
Hang on tight, Princess.
I love you.
Yahoo, Jehu. Yippee.
He towers over all creation.
the Jolly Roger. This is Christy Ann with important information about all of Patch the Pirate's musical recordings. If you miss a broadcast, you can log on the web at patchthepirate.org and listen to it for free at any time. There are also free coloring pages for the kids. Ron and Shelley Hamilton and their crew have produced over 30 adventure and song recordings, all with character-building emphasis to help children grow in the Lord. Discover what families around the world have experienced. Life-changing lessons are a song away when you sing with your heart to the Lord. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH and we'll send your family a free full-color catalog with inspirational music your whole family will love. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH. That's 1-800-467-2824. And discover the difference heartwarming music makes in your life.
Now here's the Patch Kids and the Captain singing "The Bible Stands."
Like a free copy of Patch the Pirate's personal testimony tract, How I Became a Pirate, call 1-800-GO-PATCH. And you can find out more about God's wonderful gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Just call 1-800-GO-PATCH for a free gospel tract, and we'll be a-praying for y'all. For the captain and crew of the Jolly Roger, this be Jonas Squidley saying, so long, mateys! Ha 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 ha!